In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, we hear from USMEF staff who recently conducted a fact-finding visit to Cuba. Here's Regional Marketing Director Gerardo Rodriguez.
In Cuba, I just want to give you an idea what are we talking about in the size of this country. We picture it very similar to the Dominican Republic. The Dominican Republic, before the CAFTA-DR, the U.S. exported 343 metric tons of high-quality beef. This was before the free trade agreements. After the FTA, after working with them in this market for 10 years, we moved that number to over 7,000 metric tons. So we're talking about 20 times more than before we have the FTA signed. In the case of Cuba currently, it is about the same volume, high-quality beef, but they are buying from Canada. It's about the same size and population. It's about the same per capita income. So we have been working in these type of countries, not with this type of government, obviously, but we know about the culture, and I think we have a lot of opportunities there.
USMEF Caribbean Representative Liz Wunderlich discusses some specific opportunities that have emerged in the near term.
It's only really been since the 90s. When tourism began in Cuba, they really don't know what it's all about. And they're getting ready to have a floodgate of tourists coming in. An increase of 80% of tourists expected from the United States. They are anticipating that they need 80,000 more rooms to cover the tourists coming their direction. And then cruise ships, every major cruise ship company has announced all of the different routes that they're going to be doing in coming to Cuba. That's where opportunities would be, especially as we get more access.
For more, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.